My mindset, first of all, David, I think is what's most important, and I'm very positive because, as we've said, Belfast here, Belfast has given me a prognosis of 6 to 12 months. With chemotherapy, I could have up to 3 years. Well, to a woman of my age, I'm only 43. You know, if you'd asked me that months ago, I'd have said I'm 43, I'm old. Now I'm 43 and I'm very, very young. I need to have a future to look forward to with my kids. So positive mindset. I'm very positive in my mind that Germany is the place for me to be. Not only are they giving me confidence in the treatment that they're giving me, they give me hope. And hope's really, really important, because if I didn't have hope and I didn't have positivity, then I have nothing else.
You have a really good outlook on everything. And I suppose when you're looking at comments online, people always talk about your strength and this real positive energy that you give off.
Yeah.
Where do you get a strength like that from?
I don't know. Obviously, I've been through this before. You know, I've watched my young son battle cancer at the age of 2. I'm getting the same comments now, you know, Andrea, how do you get up every day? How do you face the day? How are you so strong? It just comes within. It's the type of person I am, David. I'm someone, I have to see my glasses half full as opposed to half empty.
When a doctor comes in and tells you here that you have 6 to 12 months to live, how difficult is it to take that and turn it into a positive?
Right, okay. At the beginning, when I was told that my world fell apart and my immediate thoughts went to my 2 kids and thought, my goodness, you know, what are they going to do without their mother? How are they going to grow up without their mum? You know, when they have their first heartbreak, when they have their first job, knowing that. So then I took that and thought, I can't lie down and roll over with a 6 to 12 month diagnosis. I have to be there for them. David, I really don't get that many good days where I have any energy or I have the strength to get up and do anything. I'm really, really sick. But they're my driving force for me to keep going with this treatment, even though it's making me so sick. And I know that what I have is life-threatening. I'm under no illusions with that. But what I can say is, I feel that it can be controlled. And if we can do that, well, then I'm going to have a brave few more years.
At the age of 14 and 11, how much do they know or what do they think?
You know, the first time I told them, I was asked this question the other day. I sat the two of them down and their daddy came with them. And I said to them, you remember when James was sick and James had cancer, you both remember that? And they were like, yeah. And I said, well, you know, now mommy has cancer. And the two of them both, their eyes filled up. And I said, but listen, you know, James was only 2 years of age when he had cancer. I turned it in. I said, like, who is the toughest mommy you know? And they were like, you, mum. I said, so do you think if James can beat it, that I won't beat it? And they were like, mum, you'll beat this. And they both accepted that. Jack then did Google pancreatic cancer and seen that it is life-threatening. And he has major concerns with that. Jack then turned to the church and Jack has become a Christian. So for me, I have a real sense of peace with that because I know Jack has his faith. I'm not a Christian. I do believe in God, but I'm not a Christian. That's given him hope. I do feel at peace with that Jack has that.
And has the conversation come up between you and him when he's looked at it all and how serious it can be? I mean, have you ever had the conversation about death?
Me dying? No. No, we haven't had that. We haven't had that conversation.
Is it something that you think about?
I think about it all the time, David. It's something that never leaves me. And even though I have this whole positive, you know, positive outlook, like, you know, the amount of times that I've seen my mum and dad, I'm going to get emotional, my mum and dad and my boys standing at my coffin, you know, them nightmares haunt me. You know, I can't bear to think of my mum and dad and my kids burying me. I can't. So they're with me every day. Them thoughts are with me, but I just push them to the back of my mind. You know, I have give a list of wishes to my best friend, what I want to happen, and she has all them. And, you know, that's tough.
That's bottom drawer material.
Absolutely.
It's for the last resort.
Absolutely. That is last resort. That is last resort. They're there. But I just want to know, because this is me, I have to be in control. And I thought, my goodness, if I was to die today and they didn't have this song at my funeral, and I want this and I want this and I want this for the boys and I want this done. So I have to take control of that. I know that that's done, and I know that Claire, my best friend, has all of that, and that's between her and I. She has my wishes. She knows what I want.
Is every day hard?
No, David, not every day. There is, but what I tend to do when I get a good day, then I tend to do too much. And I think, oh, I feel good today, so I'll get up and I'll, you know, do something with the boys, and I'll do something with my friends. And then the next day I suffer for that. You know, even today, for an example, I bent down to get something out of the cupboard and had to call my dad because I couldn't even stand back up again. You know, I feel so weak, and I'm sure you're probably sitting there going, look at her with her makeup and all on. And people do look and go, can that girl really be sick? But I am.
But that has to be part of mentality.
Absolutely.
If you get up in the morning and you need to put on good, the makeup.
You know, if I put makeup on, makeup's probably my defence mechanism. You know, if you'd have come in here today and seen me without the headscarf and seen me without makeup, what you would have seen was a cancer patient sitting here. You know, and I know I've got the headscarf on, and that sort of throws you in that direction now, which is something, you know, I don't see myself as a cancer patient, as much as I know I have cancer. But again, I push that to the back of my mind. I'm just me.
And the headscarf, it's new.
It's new. This is the new fashion accessory now.
That happened on Friday, and I seen the video. You were clearly upset.
Oh, yeah. When
that was happening. How do you feel about it now?
I absolutely hate it. Because again, I look ill, and I look ill without the headscarf. But maybe that's just something I need to get used to. And my brother actually was here last night too, and he said, I hate to admit it, he said, but you know what? He says, you are carrying that look off. He says, you are a good looking girl, which is something coming from my brother, because I never get a compliment. So that was something.
What is next for Andrea and her army?
What is next for Andrea and her army? We now have the campaign of a pound to save a life, where we've had 477,000 views on my live video from Friday. If every person that watched that put in £1, my treatment is covered more than double.
When you're having to ask people for money in a country with an NHS...
Can I add to that? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the NHS that I'm now having to pay for my chemo on here as well, when they changed my chemo and they've changed me to Abraxane. And Abraxane isn't free on the NHS here. It's costing me £2,800 per session. So I find that very unjust that I'm having to pay, so far in the region I've paid, over £100,000 for treatment in Germany. I've worked from the day on I left school at 16 years of age. I have never claimed any form of benefits. And now I'm having to pay £2,800. If I lived in Scotland in a certain postcode, I would be getting Abraxane free. What is the difference? Why is there a difference? Why am I different to someone in Scotland? But the bills are still coming in. I still have a house to run. I still have two kids over there. If I didn't have the hashtag Andrea's Army, I now have these bills that would be mounting up and mounting up and mounting up. Thanks just doesn't cut it. It's saving my life. And how do you thank someone for saving your life? You know, you just can't.
For you now, obviously knowing how dangerous pancreatic cancer is, what is the best possible outcome?
I hope for? What I can hope for is to see Jack turn 18. Jack will be 15 in April. To see James finish high school. He'll start secondary school in September. That's my goal. That's where I want to get. Ask me in another 2 years, David, and I'll be pushing that goal forward. I'll be saying to see Jack get married, to see my grandkids. But at the moment, I have to be realistic. I want to see James finish high school, and I want to see Jack turn 18.